Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month. Brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
It's time for big game preview and a huge game. Baltimore's coming off a big loss to Las Vegas. Now they go into this week with a big game on the road against Dallas. To talk about this game, we head out to the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline and welcome on of 105.7 The Fan in Baltimore, Vinny and Haney, 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. Vinny Serrato. Vinny, welcome to the show.
Thank you. Good to be on.
Well, it's great to have you. We'll start here. The Ravens 0-2. How do we get here? Why are the Ravens 0-2?
The offensive line is a big part of it. Both weeks they're struggling big time. They replaced three starters from last year. And those guys are having a hard time. They had 11 yards rushing at the half. So that kind of tells you what it is. But that game, Ravens could have won the game. Derrick Henry on a 3rd-and-1 in a fourth quarter with 7:30 to go has a false start penalty, and they make the first down on a quarterback sneak, basically. And then they go back to 3rd-and-6, end up punting. And otherwise, he runs down the clock. At worst, the 4 minutes, 3 minutes, something like that. So those were a couple of the big issues. Plus, you can't let Devontae Adams beat you. Their best player, you can't let him beat you. They had 5 plays over 20 yards in the second half.
Vinny, when does it become a concern? When does the offer become a concern, and if it's not already?
Well, they beat themselves both times. That's the problem that they've had. They were, a toenail away from beating the Chiefs. And they should have won this game. You're up 10 points in the fourth quarter with 7 minutes to go. So is it a concern? Not yet. I think if they go to Dallas and they got Buffalo at home. So I would think that it's a concern if you go to Dallas and don't look good. I think they go to Dallas and win. And then they got Buffalo at home, and then they go to Cincy. So, they've got some tough games, but they can get back on track. Plus the division, you've got Pittsburgh who's undefeated. Otherwise, nobody's played anybody in the division yet, so that's all still wide open.
Does this make the Dallas game, and if not Dallas game, the game after this, feel like must-win games for Baltimore?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, you can't go in an 0-3 hole, with Buffalo coming. So, yeah, this is an absolute game for them. And Dallas was totally embarrassed at home, and they looked like, what they have, 100? They gave up 134 rushing yards before contact. That sounds like music to Baltimore's ears, but the offensive line is the problem.
All right, one other problem, Vinny, before we let you go. Justin Tucker, 0-for-2 from 50 yards and out this season. Is father time catching up with the legendary kicker, or am I just being a salty-ass Browns fan?
No, I mean, there's something to it. He was 1-of-5 last year, so I just don't see Harv's giving him a lot more opportunities over 50, although everybody in the NFL is making 50-yarders like they're 35-yarders now, but he's missing them left. He's missing everything left. So, I just don't think that they're going to take a lot of those kicks because he's not making them, and it cost them because they went down and got a field goal right after.
Vinny, great stuff as always, man. Appreciate you.
Anytime.
Vinny Serrato there on the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. Again, Baltimore at Dallas with a 425 kick. And another big game this weekend, Pittsburgh tries to keep it going. They got the Chargers this week. And we head back out to the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. And welcome on Jeff Hawthorne, the KDKA sports director. I think I just renamed the hotline there, Jeff.
Where's my residual? Come on, man.
It's radio. You know where that's going.
I do.
Is Justin Fields Wally Pipping Russell Wilson?
He might be. You know, if you had asked me that at halftime, I almost said, you know how those times when you almost send out a tweet and later you're like, oh, man, thank goodness I didn't do that? Because at halftime I was ready to do that of the Steeler game, that it's Fields' job. And then that second half wasn't as much fun. So I think it's his job. Listen, the players are really starting to buy into him. I mean, they really like Justin Fields. So you beat the Chargers and you're 3-0. How do you change then?
I mean, I'm a Browns fan, so I got a pretty good idea how. But I'm curious, you know, the defense is, I mean, impressively dominant. The offense, impressively offensive. What do you think gives first? The offense suddenly finds a pulse, or the defense takes a step back?
I think the offense finds a little of a pulse, but this is the recurring theme we've seen since Ben Roethlisberger left. It's the same type of offense that we've seen, just a regrouped, revamped, trying to get something going. But they have, as crazy as it sounds, since they have one touchdown in two games and yet two wins, they do seem to have some type of momentum, or at least identity building with what they had the last couple of years. They didn't, you know, get an identity till November or December.
Do you think there's any chance that this 2-0 start by the Steelers is a mirage?
Yes. Yes. There needs to be more offense before you can believe. And they don't have a number two receiver. There are issues. And if a team, you know, scores on this defense, do the Steelers have the offense that could play in a rapid fire game? They'd have to prove that.
Jeff Hawthorne on the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline as we get you ready for Pittsburgh, L.A. this weekend, Steelers versus the Chargers. So I think you hinted towards this. Do you consider the Chargers game a early season measuring stick game for Pittsburgh?
Very much, especially now that, you know, Harbaugh has turned them into some type of, you know, AFC North team, that they're running the ball, they're using Dobbins. I mean, they've got Gus Edwards. I mean, they're like Baltimore West. And, yeah, I think let's see how this team, not only offensively but defensively, stacks up to the physical, you know, pounding. Plus, they've got questions at tackle right now, the Steelers do. And you're facing Mack and Bosa as edge rushers. This is going to be a tough challenge.
One more before you go there, Jeff. Which Harbaugh would you rather have as a head coach, Jim or Jeff?
Neither.
Jeez.
Neither. I hate them both. But I would say, as much as, you know, I know Jim won a national title, I would say John, because I like his energy better. Jim's just a weird dude.
That's fair. Jeff, great stuff, buddy. Appreciate you.
Thanks, man.
There were too many J names in a short period of time. That was Jeff Hawthorne, KDKA sports director, getting you ready for Pittsburgh versus the LA Chargers this weekend and the final of our big game previews coming by way of Kansas City. Kansas City on the road in Atlanta. Of course, Atlanta snuck past Philly last night. Kansas City remains unbeaten themselves. And Alex Gold of 96.5 The Fan in Kansas City joins us now on the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. Alex, welcome to the show. Is Sunday proof there's no blueprint to beating Kansas City?
There's so many outs, man, with this football team. You know, for those that play poker, you know what I'm saying. I mean, this football team finds different ways to win. Patrick Mahomes was not good on Sunday. They lost the turnover margin. They lost time of possession, and yet they still win that game off the leg of Harrison Butker. So, yeah, it's got to be completely frustrating for everybody else in the NFL right now.
Alex, are walk-off field goal game winners anticlimactic because of Patrick Mahomes?
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet, and the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Mahomes game-breaking theatrics.
You know, that's a great point. I think so. You know, it gets to the point now. It's a credit to Butker, though, that whenever they're in 57 plus, you know, or inside 57, you kind of just expect it. Like there was, most people would think there was a ton of drama with that kick. I don't think there really was. Not with Harrison Butker right now. So Patrick Mahomes has spoiled us.
I don't know how you get through a four-hour daily show without giggling that his name is Harry Butker, but I move on. Is losing Isaiah Pacheco for 6 to 8 weeks, how big of a loss is that for Kansas City?
No, it's a huge loss. I mean, this is, I think, a top 12 running back in football, someone that brings the energy every single day to that locker room and to the football team. And I think for them right now, their challenge is running back by committee, a bunch of unproven guys. Carson Steele's an undrafted running back. Samaje Perine is basically your third down receiving back. And then you guys probably just saw the news today. They brought back Kareem Hunt to the practice squad. Maybe in a couple weeks he works his way in, but they don't have a bell cow back anymore.
Alex Gold on the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline here on the Big Game Preview. Again, Kansas City, Atlanta, Sunday Night Football in Atlanta this weekend. Have the Chiefs done enough at wide receiver so that the loss of Hollywood Brown won't hurt them in season here?
Well, it's weird because if you look at the room, other than cutting ties with Kadarius Toney and drafting Worthy, now there's really no change, you know, despite everything in the offseason. The only difference, I think, is Rashee Rice is an even better receiver, guys, now than he was last year. It took them till week 7 or so out of necessity a year ago to utilize him. The biggest development and why I think they're fine at wide receiver, that touchdown pass on Sunday against Cincy for 44 yards through the air was the first 40-plus yard air touchdown that Mahomes has had since 2021, which is just wild to think about. So the deep passing attack, many believe, is finally back.
I know this is a weird vibe check here because you guys are 2-0 and have won two straight Super Bowls and won three Super Bowls since 2019. What do you guys think is the biggest speed bump, 2 or 3-peat, and where is the confidence in Kansas City that you'll do what no NFL team has ever done?
So a couple things. Right now, the speed bump, like any type of season, is going to be the injuries. That right out of the gate, Hollywood Brown is out. Isaiah Pacheco is out. And then their left tackle is a rookie. Kingsley Suamataia was pulled out of that game against Cincy as he could not hold up. And so they haven't determined yet who's starting at left tackle on Sunday. Are they going to go back to Wanye Morris or stick with the rookie. I think they will, but that's going to be a looming question all year, I think, is that left tackle spot. As far as an actual team, the biggest challenger, I think we're back to saying it's the Buffalo Bills.
You didn't say the Cleveland Browns, and I'm very hurt by that. Alex, be good, man. Enjoy it until we see you maybe in the playoffs or maybe in that December 15th game.
All right, we'll talk then. Thanks, guys.
Thanks so much. Alex Gold there on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. Those are the biggest storylines facing your divisional foes and, of course, the top dog in the AFC, Kansas City.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at newbalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Horse rep pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.